find your superpower. Because everyone, whether they know it or not, has a superpower. I see other WeTubers, they have musical gifts. Mm-hmm. They sing, they play instruments, they make music. I can't do that. That is a superpower to me. And people with that same superpower love to support people with that. Mm-hmm. You guys go out and like skate? I can't skate worth a shit. I will bust my jaw the second I look at a skateboard. That's a superpower. That's something where you can directly connect with someone in that niche.
Just find something that you like and fucking go for it and put all your energy into it. If you really do that, then you're gonna fucking figure it out.
You wanna find a problem that all of us have and you wanna find a way to solve that problem.
2 hours and less than $200, you're fucking in business running off of your fucking phone.
Everybody wants to be a boss. Cool, it's okay to not be a boss.
Exactly.
It's okay to be Robin, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be fucking Batman.
Exactly.
You know? Like, sometimes Robin will say Batman, you know what I mean?
Don't get it twisted, though. We're definitely going to be smoking weed.
All right, guys. Welcome back to this week's episode of the podcast. I'm your co-host, Derek Fukuhara. I'm here with Aaron Coffey, the owner of The High Rise Co. And we are sitting here with our guest today, Clark, from That High Couple. Yeah. And we're going to get into a lot of social media shit today. Clark has a wealth of knowledge on YouTube. He's got a YouTube channel. It is the That High Couple. They're him and his fiance
yeah.
Alice,
oh,
all right. are some WeTubers, and they put out content like almost every day.
Every week, we do at least 3 uploads.
You do uploads. You do 2 live streams.
We'll do a live stream every Tuesday night, our Tuesday Night Dabs live stream, and we've been doing giveaways every weekend too.
Awesome,
so anyone
man.
That's subscribed and clicks that notification bell, you could hop in for a live giveaway.
Sick. Yeah. So make sure to go to That High Couple on YouTube and subscribe. As Clark is taking a dab right now. What are you taking a dab of?
We're taking a dab of Thin Mint right now. Thin Mint, take a look at this.
Ooh, this looks so nice.
That looks real nice.
I was like, I need to make sure I get my dabs in before we like get into the talk.
So good.
Let's hold this up to the camera for the people there.
Yes.
The Thin Mints.
YouTube. So what is this? Is this a hybrid? Is this a indica?
So it's a indica dominant hybrid. Nice. I like it's a Girl Scout cookies cross strain, and we're going to be dabbing it out of the new, what is it, Dr. Dabber Boost Black Edition. I like just
That's
got this in, and I'm just like, okay.
That's some packaging right there.
I know. We just shot a review for this, and it's been doing really great. Just travel hits, and the fact that it comes in this like, yo, check this out.
Travel case,
Speaking of travel cases, you guys travel a lot. You guys, fucking Hawaii, Iceland.
Yes.
You guys do a lot of stuff. I always see that you guys.
We're not afraid to travel with dabs or cannabis or anything that really can help us get high. And I don't know. I feel like we eventually want to do a video that is just like maybe like traveling with cannabis, the essential travels. Once that light turns white, should be good to go. But I think I want to say like one of my biggest tips, I guess, for like traveling with cannabis is, I guess, like one, don't take more than you can like handle. I feel like it's always just about like making it small enough amounts, keep it concealed. And also, I feel like if anyone is into dabs, it is so much easier to travel with dabs than it is with cannabis. There is literally my favorite travel piece. It is basically a plastic card that looks, it's called the Master Kush card. And it's basically a little plastic baggie where you can open it up and slip a gram of wax into it and then put that in your wallet. And it literally looks like a credit card your wallet. And I'm like,
is it like smell tight? Like, how does that work?
It's pretty smell tight, but also like the smell coming from a gram of wax is nowhere compared to like even a gram of cannabis.
Yeah,
that's true.
Mellow. Yeah, I've even talked with some other cannabis makers I know, and they're like, oh man, you just put it under like a big patch Band-Aid. Like, no one's lifting up a Band-Aid. TSA ain't getting paid enough for that shit. Like, I'm just like, ooh.
See that wound.
Right.
Yo, sir, your scab is yellow.
Yeah. Right, well, yo, let me dab it.
I have a skin
disorder. Listen, I got dab scabs. I don't know what kind of disease you have.
That's awesome. And then you guys like just bring little rigs like this out when you guys...
Yeah, no, these little like travel rigs. I think I also know that you guys are familiar with the Boundless CS710. It's one of my favorite travel pieces. You press a button and it's basically a travel electronic nail that you can just put your dabs up to. That and a spluffy. That is my like travel kit.
What's that? I keep hearing that.
Yes. That. So Spliffy is basically a professional version of what I feel like we all did in school of just, oh, like an empty toilet paper roll stuffed yeah. with dryer sheets.
Yeah.
Blow smoke through. Okay. Oh. Same idea.
Spliffy, smoke buddies. Yeah, we
had the smoke buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, smoke buddy. Yeah, okay. Yeah. See, there's a couple of different companies doing it. I really enjoyed Spliffy. I think it's been like, it's been fantastic in terms of going to Hawaii, going to
like
Iceland,
hotels and
going to
whatever,
places, yeah, that like or... don't necessarily want the smell of yeah. cannabis. It really, and that with dabs, it's so easy, honestly, to travel. And the vape pens too. If anyone is even just looking to dip their toes into traveling with cannabis, the vape pens, like you just separate that from the battery, put that in your luggage. No one's going to like put those together or even think
figure
like,
it out, yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw an article saying that they're going to trade dogs to not smell marijuana.
Perfect.
Like police dogs in the airport.
Damn,
and shit.
That's
yeah.
crazy. Just focus on the hard stuff, huh?
Yeah. I heard this story of this dude who I had a friend who went to Ecuador for an anthropology field trip. And they did fucking ayahuasca, the fucking class field trip in college.
Look like, yes.
And one dude brought hash. Just little, like, you know, pellets of hash.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, how the fuck did the one homie was like, how'd you get this shit over the border? And this dude put it in with trail mix.
Ha.
And he was fucking eating the trail mix at the airport. He was, like, hammered. They went to the bar. And the dog was just sitting at his feet staring at him while he's eating the fucking trail mix. And the cop walks up and the cop goes, oh, he must be hungry.
Yes.
But there's pellets of fucking hash in his.
That's so funny. That's a nice little
right.
Whatever the word is, like
hack.
Yeah, like yeah. Hack, I guess really.
Oh, and I think the ultimate life travel hack is yeah, that and edibles. Like edibles
yeah.
are
oh,
so
yeah.
you just take that out of the packaging. No one like is TSA literally going to try a bite of every chip, every Cheeto, every
yeah.
gummy,
every like, dried pineapple.
Everything
you know?
You can make it the most healthy granola looking bar and just be like, no, low blood sugar. Like I need that, and no one is.
Yeah,
they're not going to be stressing everything. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking G. All right, yeah, I always wanted to ask you, I almost texted you guys back in the day, like, yo, how you do that?
How we traveling, dude? Then just be like, yeah, we're just trying to be sneaky. But yeah,
nice.
So far, knock on wood.
I've heard a lot of people, like, so many people travel. Like, I know how, I hear people be like, I don't travel with less than an ounce. And I'm like, okay. And then, like, friends that went to, like, Mexico and they got pulled over, two of them had it, and then one of them got stopped, and
yeah.
then he just ended up paying, like, $150. And I think he might have been
yeah.
able to keep his weed.
Yeah.
So he just paid for a zip. Like,
yeah, right?
Just bought
Bam.
A zip, took it over the fucking...
Exactly.
Over the border.
Yeah, I think that's the other big thing to keep in mind that we always do, is before we travel to any new country, we look up where it stands on cannabis.
Right.
And, like, so far, every place that we've been to, I'll tell you guys, Iceland, so chill. So chill with cannabis.
I can imagine.
Stuff. Yeah. And you're just like, okay, yeah. And, like, Hawaii is another just, like, American state, like...
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, but no, so it's something that it's like, yeah, as long as you have the knowledge of just like, okay, like, it's funny, right now, me and my fiance Alice, we're looking into honeymoon locations,
mm-hmm.
and the second that we see some tropical South Asian country is like, really against cannabis, we're like, all right, well,
cross that one
off the
like
list.
Indonesia, is it like Indonesia or Philippines?
Dude,
which ones?
They still cane people
yeah.
for cannabis
wow.
possession in some of those countries, and as soon as I read that, I was like, they're caning motherfuckers still?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. just gonna be smelling like it coming out of our pores detoxing. We're gonna be suspect. I heard we work with some people from Guam with manufacturing, and they're saying that it's just starting to get legalized there.
Yeah.
But I remember like last year they were like, it's like a fucking $100 a gram.
Literally.
Same shit.
Yeah. They can only get it from like three people, and it's just so
yeah.
taxed because nobody has it out there. Nobody could grow it. Whatever the laws are, it's just so strict.
Yeah.
So they're literally paying like $100 for 1 gram, and it's not even good.
It's probably, it's like a tropical island too, so I'm sure they're not getting like the best if they're doing it outdoor or whatever. It's
yeah.
even possible.
Right.
How that shit works.
No, it's so true. Okay, I'm going to get another dab, and then gentlemen, I'm excited to talk about some YouTube business
yeah.
with you guys.
Yeah.
And I love that before we even turned on the podcast, we were talking about like YouTube not putting up on the wall that like silver play button yet. I know
right.
you mentioned that in the past podcast. And one of my favorite things to do is my homework. So here is your damn high rise silver play button for the wall.
Yeah.
All right. Here is, here you go, gentlemen.
Oh,
I want
my
you.
God.
And also, here's a sick. Here's my first stab at a tech pack for a potential
oh
like T-shirt.
My God.
Because guys, listen, get excited about homework. That should be the
oh
first lesson of
God.
Today.
Look at this.
Come prepared.
We got our
Bam.
Fucking plaque.
It's here. Summer play bun.
Courtesy of.
I was like, you guys deserve it. You guys, cheers. Awesome.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Hell yeah. That's so funny. Amazing.
Right on cue.
I called that thought.
Yes. I know, just too. Something fun to talk about later. But yeah, it was something that I was like, oh yeah. Cool. We got a new logo coming out for
That's
the channel.
Cool, that's nice.
Just a new design that we have. And I was like, oh, if we could have some little like Lacoste, some little embroidered thing, set up an alligator. It's
Dude, that's
that.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's we cool. see. See, and that's
Being
what I love.
Simple.
Exactly.
Here you go, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, this is what a fucking tech pack mock-up looks like. He's got his artwork. He's got the colors. He's got the sizes right here. What do you want?
Yes.
30 small, 30 medium, 20 large, 15 XL, 5
Taking a stab at it.
They want 100 keys, 50-50 blend. Boom. That's what you need.
Guys, do your homework. And
what if he just brought a photo of JPEG? He's like, how much to put this
in? Right. Now, here's what not to do. I've loved being able to, like, hear you guys just talk about, like your journey as content creators and entrepreneurs and stuff. And so what I hope to add to the conversation and to anyone listening is to talk a little bit about my experience with YouTube, with social media and SEO, and hopefully just like share with you guys and everyone listening these like tools, these tactics that by no means guarantee success to social media, but like these are all ways to build a strategy that like works for whatever you're doing. So on that note, I'm taking a quick,
yeah, basically like you could have like the greatest content, but with these tactics that Clark's about to share, like you're going to be able to distribute, going back to like content is king, but distribution is the kingdom, you know?
Yes.
So you'd be able to maximize your content. Like you could have the coolest fucking video or the coolest photography or whatever, or the coolest YouTube vlogs, but with these little steps, we're going to be able to figure out how to push your shit and get it in front of the right eyes.
Yeah. Okay. And we're talking, I love, because I want to hop on you mentioning like kind of format. One of my favorite first things that I like to explain to people that I've seen it in other WeTube channels before, you get to a point where you're like, oh, I'm not sure what kind of content I should be making. Or like, what's the scale of content of like, oh, I want to make really awesome, high quality, high production content, but I can't do it like every week. So how do I balance all that? So one, and before I dive into these tactics, I guess I should also explain that in my day job, I am a community manager at a startup boutique network for content creators. If you've ever heard the words MCN or MPN, or basically how I explained to my parents back home, is that if an agent works to hire a whole bunch of actors to sell to like the money, the brands and production, then I work for a company that we try to sign up and recruit a lot of really high quality travel focused content creators and influencers. And then I try to connect them with brands, you know, like tourism boards that can do some fun content together and do some brand awareness. So I've been in this position for like 2.5 years. And one of my favorite benefits of being in this role is that I've been YouTube certified. Which is, it sounded like a Twitter diploma when I first heard about it. It sounds like some dumb.
It's a blue check or what?
Right? It's so dumb, but it's basically this online course that YouTube like hosts and they put on. But the idea is that it's you have to take like an 80 question like exam at the end, and you have to pass it to get certified. You have to get recertified every year. But you can only take the test by having like a work email from an MPN, from an MCN, and knowing someone at YouTube. So I was like, oh, this is like not even public knowledge. So as soon as I went through this course and I was like, oh, wow, this is my favorite part of my job now, is being able to sit down with channels, whether it's like a kid in England that's like 17 years old that's just looking into trying to start this, to like a married couple in their 40s that lives out of Sydney that's just like, we have a shit ton of like travel content, but we don't know how to distribute it online to get people to watch it. So like I love that my job, a lot of it's just sitting down with these people and talking about like some tactics. So that said, so you know, so no one's just like, oh, you know, that high couple, I don't know, he doesn't have like the numbers that high rise is rocking, but that's because that's my like weekend hustle.
Absolutely.
My day job is taking care of this network, and I feel like I've done a decent
job.
Dude,
that sounds like an awesome job, man. Yeah. With that knowledge, and you get to just deal with influencers and potential influencers and people who have cool content or creative people in general.
Totally.
I mean, so we talked to Clark
a year and a half ago or something like that. We did like a little video conference call, like, you know, run down a bunch of different practices. And I was just like, I wasn't expecting all that. I was like, wow, this dude knows what the fuck he's talking about. Like, this, I came back to Derek. I'm like, yo, dude, we got this 30-page packet. Like, we got to start doing this shit. Like,
dude, I still have that packet. Like,
yes,
it's
no.
Just, it's just crazy.
Those PowerPoints.
There's so much that you could just learn and apply and, you know, try and test and do with YouTube that I didn't even know. We were making videos every day, and I didn't know half the shit you were telling me. You know what I mean?
No, same.
It's kind
of
crazy.
No, and my thing is that, like, I feel like, you know, that kind of knowledge is one of the few competitive advantages that you can have in YouTube. And it's also something that I remember, I always tried to be the mentor that I never had growing up in LA, because I came out to LA with all the ambition of, you know, of doing, you know, like traditional media and, you know, writer, director and stuff, and just seeing so many of, you know, gatekeepers and no ways in. And it wasn't until that I discovered like YouTubers and influencers and the way that they can connect with people directly without going through a production, without going through anyone, that I was like, oh, this is where the power is.
Dude, right.
This is why 100. Netflix and Amazon and Hulu are going to be the next ABC, CBS, NBCs.
It's all shifting. Yeah.
It's all shifting because people love that authentic connection.
Right.
And so it's something that I'm like, oh, man, I need to get in on this. It's something that now, like working with that high couple, we just got a new camera, a new vlog camera. One of my big ambitions for next year, starting this year, is that I want to make more content that has an authentic look into our lives. Because we actually this year went through a rebrand from High Hipsters to That High Couple. Mm-hmm. And the big reason behind that is because once we like got engaged, we were like, oh, we actually want our relationship. Because now, like, for a lot of people, it's like, oh, you've kind of like, you've reached the finish line. You're getting in, you've went from dating to engaged. Now we want to learn more about what a successful cannabis relationship looks like. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, oh, we want to make that forefront in the brand. And I always like to see like our YouTube channel, like I'm flipping Tony Stark and Iron Man. Like if there's never a perfect YouTube channel, it can always get better. You can always do more.
Well, everybody's always evolving and changing as people. So with that, you have to, you know, evolve and change your channel. With yourself, because it's like the personal, like it's also personal.
Yes.
That's what's the beauty of it.
Yes.
You know, it's just you and your uploads. And as you grow, your content's going to be changing.
And evolves with it. And I love that your audience can evolve with you. That's one of my favorite things, is that I feel like I've still yet to reach what I would feel is our main demographic, which is kind of like newly engaged, newly married cannabis couples. YouTube is still, right now, I feel like our biggest audience is like, you know, male kids under 18, you know, like 21, because that's where a lot of YouTube viewers are.
Absolutely.
But I'm like, okay, it's in time. We're setting ourselves up for the like the 2020 YouTube audience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to do. But okay, first tactic I love that I want to get into, and it was one of my favorite ones in the packet that I gave you guys, is that YouTube loves to basically draw a pyramid out for, you know, new channels. And they like to say, okay, imagine, listeners, imagine a pyramid where you have a large bottom, a large bottom third, a medium like middle third, and then like a smaller just tip of this content pyramid. Now, what YouTube recommends in this YouTube certification course, that they actually just renovated their creator homepage and launched a masterclass series, and this was the first lesson of the masterclass, is now they've called it Help, Hub, and Hygiene Content. So looking at this pyramid, looking at the base of it, help content, then hub content, then hero content. Now, the differences between these three is that first, help content is what I would consider pull content. It's content that you're literally looking at the YouTube ecosystem and pulling information like, okay, what are people searching for? When I go to the search bar of YouTube and type in how to roll, and it starts auto-suggesting a list of how to roll backwoods blunts, how to roll joints. Oh, that's in order of search results. So maybe I should take inspiration from those auto-suggestions of that should be the title of these tutorials, because that's what people are searching for. And one of the most powerful things about YouTube as a platform is that people can still get discovered on it. Like on Instagram, maybe you'll get lucky with a hashtag. On Facebook, you have to be friends with people. YouTube is the world's second largest search engine, and it's owned by the world's biggest search engine. So the fact that someone can still type in a how-to tutorial and discover you completely new in a completely different part of the world, And that can be their like introduction into you as a channel. So that's help content. What YouTube says is that that should be low quality content that literally just answers that search inquiry question. So it should be something that a lot of, you know, channels you'll see with like beauty channels. It's just how to put on your makeup, how to do these things. They just set a camera up. They can crank out six of these videos in a day.
Or they're just even using their phone a lot of times too, right?
Exactly.
So is that something that YouTube, like, they'll really kind of like lay that out, like, we suggest high quality here, maybe for hero content.
Yeah.
For your average how-tos, daily vlog, whatever, whatever, they recommend to actually do it low quality.
Exactly.
That's something that we've been talking about a lot in the last, like, 6 months, is it's like, we'll spend, you know, a week and make these crazy videos that are super HD with the slow-mo and, you know, spend money on this and that and whatever, and we upload it and it gets, you know, 1,000 views. And then we, Derek will make a little 10-second clip with his phone and it'll get 150,000 views overnight. And it's just like, so now it's, and I just keep hearing this more and more and more, that it's just about the low quality, more relatable. Yes. It's like, it's high quality. You can't really relate to this big production. But if you're just on your phone in your bathroom or whatever, filming yourself, it's like more personable, you know?
It's true.
So that's no,
and I love it too, because I also want to like jump ahead to even talk about hero content a little bit. Let's talk about the top of the pyramid, because it is kind of the most opposite of YouTube saying, if you can do like a weekly help upload that's just trying to pull from our ecosystem, then hero content is something that they recommend. What a lot of people miss out on is that hero content is what people would call like clickbait content. But the thing that we need to talk about right now is that people don't know what clickbait means. Okay, clickbait is if I have a thumbnail of two girls smoking a joint on the beach and they're in bikinis and you click on it and it's just me talking about girls in bikinis on the beach. That's clickbait. But if you make a piece of hero content thinking about the thumbnail first, thinking about the title first, thinking about the shareability, because that's the big difference between hero and help. Help pulls from the ecosystem. Hero pushes out. It's shareable. So the thing is that people then have really awesome ideas, like hotboxing a moving van, where you think of the thumbnail first. We have to get the shot of us opening up the door, smoke billowing out, hauling out of the door.
Yeah.
You thought of the thumbnail first, because you're like, that's viral. On our channel, we recently did an ultimate pumpkin bong. Because I thought of the image first. I was like, oh man, if there was a thumbnail that was literally someone taking a hit out of a six stacked pumpkin bong, I would click on that without even thinking about it.
Right.
And that's what I want people to understand, is that content can be very clickable as long as you deliver on the promise of the thumbnail.
Yeah.
But really think about, and the problem then is that hero content is also not super personal. It's not the kind of content for first-time viewers. It is for first-time viewers, but also you shouldn't fill it with inside jokes and things that only the true blue fans would get. Right. That's not the...
More broad.
It's super broad. Because then if that's hero, if it's just about being viral and it's just about the idea of the thumbnail first, then the middle of the pyramid, that's hub content. That's personal content. I would say the biggest role of hub content is to empathize with people, have your audience get to know you. I think I want something that I always tell like people in our network is that I say, find your superpower, because everyone, whether they know it or not, has a superpower. I see other YouTubers, they have musical gifts. They sing, they play instruments, they make music. I can't do that. That is a superpower to me. And people with that same superpower love to support people with that. Mm-hmm. You guys go out and like skate. I can't skate worth a shit. I will bust my jaw the second I look at a skateboard. That's a superpower. That's something where you can directly connect with someone in that niche. For me, I feel like my superpower is that I know how to hype the shit out of anything.
Yeah.
I literally just hyped up homework. Like So for me, I'm a man of many curiosities, but few passions, as I feel like many people should be. You should be curious about cryptocurrency and the future of Bitcoins. Yep. You should be curious about art and you should be curious about travel. But as far as like my passions, it's YouTube, it's cannabis, and it's my fiance.
Yeah.
And my end goal in life, my benchmark for success, is when I can do a life that does all three every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's my, like I work full time helping other YouTubers be better. And I'm just so excited at the one day where it's like, oh man, if I can maybe just do that full time with the woman that I love, and we're just on this planet to make people happy and to be cannabis ambassadors mm-hmm. for the world, and to show people that it's like, oh, like we're probably the cannabis community is the first community I've ever felt in my life truly connected to other people.
Yeah.
From the biggest range of super scientists to just like homies on the street that are just like, you know, just
you just like rip a split with because you right? just start talking because you're smoking weed or some shit. Yeah,
exactly. So yeah, so I love that, like looking at that pyramid, you know, like going back to how I was saying that now we got a new vlog camera because our strategy, our phase one strategy for that high or for that high couple was to make a lot of help content, make a lot of how to's. Our biggest view videos are like the how to roll a joint, how to roll a spliff.
Yep. Similar, yeah.
Right, but see now, like the problem is that we're getting people that are discovering us, but more than 70% of all of our views are non-subscriber views. Mm. People that just see it, they watch it, they get what they need, and they're out. So I'm like, okay, I need to actually put myself at the forefront of this. And it's so weird because I see like kids that are younger than me that were raised with this kind of content, that's the e-hub content is the easiest type of content for them. The kind of content where it's just like, I'm just going to tell a real story.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to see me mess up, but I'm going to restart it and you're going to love it. And I'm like, I went to film school. I think about the end product always. I feel I think about the talking points and stuff. Whereas now I'm having to like exercise a brand new muscle, which is just this raw take on whoever the hell Clark is.
Just vlogs, just people getting to know you, your inside jokes, what your vulnerable parts of your life are, you know, like the self-deprecating shit, like all that stuff. They get to know about you, they get to see you working on yourself, and they get to see you fucking up, and then they get to have fun with you at the same time.
Right.
It's like, yeah, Mackenzie, it's like perfect example.
I love it. And then, yeah, if you do that well, then you have moments where I loved early on in our Tuesday Night Dabs live stream, whenever I would take a huge dab or get like way too high, I would always just put my feet up on the couch and just be like, oh shit. And then finally someone in a live stream was like, oh, Clark's feet up on the couch. You know, he's ripped now. And I'm like, we just made a meme, guys. Like, I was like, just being us. And I'm like, I want more of that in the channel. I want people to come to our channel and feel like they're a part of a really active community and that Alice and I are really listening to people.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the goal for that high couple. I also have some notes of just some tools.
Yes.
Some straight up, like, guys, get your bookmarks open. Let's just throw in some sites. That's the thing. That's like Hero Hub hygiene content. Again, you can go to YouTube's masterclass for another like 5 minute rundown of what I just spoke about. But then just talking about.
And here, quick question on,
yes,
on that.
Yes.
As far as uploads, what does YouTube suggest you to upload? Every single day, 10 times a day, once a month? Like, what is best suggested uploads?
Okay, now YouTube definitely suggests weekly.
Weekly.
I would say a lot of, and I think one of the best things to do is look at larger channels. Look at channels with 4 or 5 million followers and see how a lot of them do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's a very common occurring upload time. The other thing that, you know, like I've been hearing from all these like bigger channels is that they're just like, if they build on momentum by having a few connecting pieces of content. I've literally heard an SEO presentation talk about, okay, you need to have a pre-hero piece of content. It's you talking about like, maybe we hotbox the U-Haul van, and then you have the piece of content, then you have the behind the scenes, and you have the same metadata and the tags and the description. And it's like, you just build it up. Another fun thing that I've heard is that they're saying if you have a large enough following, get on a live stream, get it building up with a good group, and then just say, hey guys, we're about to launch our brand new, like super awesome piece of hero content right now. Click to publish. You now in the first 5 minutes have hundreds of views. YouTube takes notice of that.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube takes huge notice of that. So
yeah, like that giant spike of like.
The most important time of a YouTube upload is the 48 hours, the first 48 hours. Honestly, if you don't make it in the first 48 hours, then go back and do more metadata, like do another thumbnail if you can. Like, don't people think that you can't go back and like update content?
Does that like mess with the algorithm at all or no?
What it does is that it basically like resets it. But the thing is that if you're looking at a video that's close to a year old that is pulling no new traffic, resetting it could be the thing. Because you could look back and look at some of our older uploads.
That's what we're just
talking about, too. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, snap. Like, our tags were so bad, and now all these tags are about our old brand.
Yeah.
We got to go back and clean house. Mm. No, YouTube recategorizes it real quick, and it's like, okay, cool. Let's see if it, like, doesn't pull some new traffic. Because now you have new tags and stuff. Yeah. Also, just, like, playlists. People sleep on the magic of putting your content into playlists and sharing videos to other people, to your other social media platforms with the link from the video in the playlist. So that when they follow that link from Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, and they watch that video, it's now in a playlist that just boop, pops them to the next video, pops them to the next video. Yeah. You build up watch time, keep them on the channel longer. That's all YouTube wants,
yeah,
is to have people stay on YouTube longer. Mm-hmm. So if you just help facilitate that, help navigate that attention, and it's just like, oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's go in. Let's get into some tools. Okay.
So much good stuff.
So much power. I love it. Oh man. Oh, I'm trying. Oh, it's so good. Okay. I want to talk about the magic of subtitles.
Okay. Oh, dude. So we just kind of started implementing.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's something that we've been trying to do, and we dropped so much content on Instagram and YouTube.
Yes.
That we have to like sprinkle it in. We were doing like our On the Rise shit where we're spreading knowledge about screen printing, embroidery, fucking manufacturing, whatever. Yeah. But then also for the Rose Blunt, we did it for the Rose Blunt. But it's just like,
yes,
that's huge. Like, we understand that that's fucking huge. We're just trying to find the time to do that. But we just recently just started doing the shit on Facebook where we have all these videos and everybody just rips our fucking videos and posts them on Facebook and they go viral. So we're trying to do it ourselves now with just like the black. Like block lettering.
So are you familiar with Herb?
The beginning?
Yes, with Herb. Yes, so you
know, or now this.
Yes, or so, now this.
See, now the videos, it's the pop up text boxes and stuff.
Exactly.
And all those videos do incredibly well on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because they also have the content behind it.
Yeah.
So that's something we're kind of starting to implement. Is starting to do more of the, because we would just do regular uploads or whatever, but you need to catch that attention that first second. It needs to be, we're hotboxing U-Haul, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then boom, and then it goes into the video, and then like every 15 to 20 seconds, it kind of has another attention grabber or whatever it is. Like,
and for Facebook, like you need to be able to watch the entire video without sound.
Exactly.
Needs to be able to have like words. Sound literally can just be background like music when you turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, no. And the other thing I love, if you're bringing up Facebook, that I'm telling anyone that I work with, that I've listened to enough times from Gary Vaynerchuk and from other SEO experts that are saying, right now is the time to start a Facebook watch page.
Mm-hmm.
So that is Facebook's equivalent of a YouTube competitor. And they are pumping so much money into content and to just like building this up. If you're like, don't start another YouTube channel, start a Facebook watch channel now. And now that's going to be an ecosystem for your longer content, for something a little bit more serious. There's already an edible cooking channel on there right now.
Wow.
This launched, I think, less than 2 months ago. So, and it's not even in every
about that. That's crazy.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, Facebook
that's
watch.
That's fucking huge.
Right? And no, so something that I can say to put in your bookmark is the reason I know this. I always try to follow at least my favorite social media, news source. Bookmark Tube Filter. Tube Filter is, I sign up for their newsletter, and it's basically like anytime Mark Zuckerberg shits on a desk or something, like they just send you a something about how like he just bought this app called TBH, To Be Honest, that's basically, it's going viral because it's people allowing people to answer little quizzes anonymously about people in their Facebook network, but all the quizzes are about nice things about them. And people love hearing anonymous nice things about themselves, and so they're sharing it with all their friends, and like, and I'm just like listening to this. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. He also talks about the next big thing is sound. The fact that like people are like flocking to these Alexas, these OK Homes, these Google Homes, these things that it's like now is the perfect time to start a podcast, because in like 10 years, no one's going to wake up without some computer voice telling them what's in the news, what the weather is, what's on their calendar. Like sound is still one of the few things that people can do other stuff and get ready while that's happening in the background. So I'm like, So Tube Filter is one of my favorite bookmarks, helps me like stay on top of that. Following just some of the best YouTube people, like we already talked about Gary Vaynerchuk. He's just like a big macro person. In terms of just like being on top of YouTube, hopefully you know one or some of these names, okay? Tim Schmoyer from, I think, Video Creators. Video Influencers with Sean and Benji. Look at Daryl Eves. He hosts the Vid Summit, which is one of the world's biggest SEO content summits. And the Roberto Blake and Nick Nimmin are just five off the top of my head. All of these guys have YouTube channels. They literally do weekly uploads. It's just like, this is how you can do tags better. This is how you can set up an online store better. This is how you can cross promote on platforms. It's free knowledge.
Yeah. Nice.
Again, I don't ever claim that I know all the knowledge, but I'm like, no, I am obsessed about just like finding the people that know. Mm-hmm. I'm always looking for the mentors. Yeah. I'm always looking for like who can teach me the secret that can get us to the next place. And then here, let me go. Talking about, I want to get back to subtitles a little bit.
Yeah. Let's go subtitles.
Little subtitles. Yeah. Look, as I'm going to get another dab. One of my favorite tools now with subtitles. I'm going to tell you the tool and then why subtitles are awesome. The tool is Rev.com. Do you guys know about Rev.com?
No,
we don't.
Oh, you guys are going to be excited. So Rev.com is a site where you send them a YouTube link. And you pay them $1 a minute and they transcribe everything that's said into that video. They send it back to you into a Word document. You then copy and paste that into the video description of every video that you've ever done to help boost that SEO, help boost that metadata, because now everything that's said is now a part of the video description. You make blog posts out of the podcasts. You turn the content that you're already making it into new forms, but now you have a written essay of every interview of everything that you've ever done.
Just transcribe.
Transcribe $1 a minute.
That's exactly what I've been telling Derek that we're trying to do. And I've been trying to figure out a good way to go about that. That just answered that.
Because we were like, do we Fiverr this shit?
Boom goes the dynamite. Boom goes. That's one of my favorite new discoveries I discovered this last month. And that was some game changing shit. Yeah. I was like, oh. So now the best thing though is you take a copy of that transcript, you upload that to YouTube through their closed captioning, their subtitles, like subsection. You can just upload the transcript and YouTube will automatically match it to what's said. You just upload it, save it, and it's done. Now the best thing about that is that now YouTube has a written copy of everything that's said in the video. So now whenever someone's searching for something, like you mentioned a brand, you mentioned something, now it's all connected. Now you have just like a YouTube that knows exactly what's going on in this video. Because I think, here's my favorite thing I'll leave on. People forget that YouTube is still just a machine. If you upload a video of a cat playing a piano and a video of me smoking weed, it will not know the difference between the two. It can analyze it, heat map it, it can make sure that there's no more copyright material of music or images everywhere, but it won't know what the hell it is. It only goes after title, description, and tags. Those are the three most important things to wrap your content in information that YouTube can understand. I see other WeedTubers that will put weed as like the only tag, or they'll have a couple of tags, but they don't realize that this is the information that's going to help YouTube understand what you just gave it. So take the time to max out every tag. Take the time to understand that they give you a lot of characters in the video description. You can easily copy and paste an entire transcript and still have tons of space for social links. Put it at the bottom of the description. It's just for YouTube's benefit. Mm-hmm. Just put it at the bottom. And then knowing that you have a title that also matches up all of that. That matches up the exact keyword phrases that people are searching for. And you're just making it easy. Realize that YouTube's a machine and you want to make it easy on it.
Yeah. Dude, makes sense. Ooh. Just feed the machine.
Feed the beast.
Feed the beast. So subtitles, closed captioning, and the other best benefit is that now you have a universally accessible piece of content. So when someone searches for what's in that video in France or in Germany, now YouTube translates that into their language and now starts leading international. I've seen channels talk about how like within a month of them uploading subtitles, they discovered an entire new audience in like South Asia or some country they had no idea. And they're like, that's awesome. Like now we just like YouTube literally is now understanding what this content is and can put up verified subtitles and not this garbage auto-generated, you know, like guesswork.
Yeah.
So subrev.com, subtitles. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Let's see. So good. Let's see. My other favorite, just like Google Chrome extension, TubeBuddy. TubeBuddy, I would say, is one of like the number one SEO help things. If you have a YouTube channel right now, please download TubeBuddy. It's worth even the like $9.99 monthly subscription, because basically it does so many things, from like tag explorers. Like you can punch in weed and it gives you a list in order of search results of every single search inquiry about that. You know, just like, oh, you know, like anything that you want the video to be about, just search for it. See what people are like searching for related to it. It analyzes your channel and tells you the best time to publish, the hour of the day and the day of the week. Wow. Based on views. Like even yesterday, my favorite thing, it does bulk annotations and updates. So I told it yesterday that I was like, oh, I want you to find every single time in a title and description it says "Hi Hipsters," our old brand, and I want you to replace it with that "Hi Couple." It did 349 videos in 2 minutes. Like, do you understand the manpower that was saved by that? Oh my god. Like,
We've definitely gone in and updated one by one.
You need to update every social link that you had from like old brand to new brand, Facebook and stuff. I copy and paste the entire block of social media links to the new block.
Yeah.
Find and replace.
So that's how when you rebranded, you just like poof, fixed it all.
Easy.
Like that.
Easy. That's bulk so annotate TubeBuddy.
That was like one small thing that like we realized in our description that like it had our website, but the website wasn't a clickable link. So like
for like the first year and a half of our
channel. Yes. For like the 12 million first views we got. And yes. Then like Aaron went back and just manually fucking did it in like a whole day of work. Yeah. But you saw like sales like go through.
We see
like
more traffic, yeah.
Yep.
Just by one so little funny. Change of a thing, you saw more traffic to like the web store for Hi-Rise and shit.
Dude, I love it. See, now you have the tool that's going to say ever again. So you can add stuff to the description, to the titles. You can modify all that stuff. It has A/B tests for thumbnails, where you upload two different images and say, okay, I want you to literally just like periodically deliver either A thumbnail or B thumbnail, and then tell me the results of what's the more clickable image, and then just push that as the permanent thumbnail. That's one of like 50 features that it does.
Yeah.
So, TubeBuddy. let me just double check other things. Let's see. Audio blocks and video blocks are like probably the premier place for like sound effects as well as like video effects. If you ever see someone with a sweet premiere template doing some crazy graphics and you're like, that's dope, video blocks. Okay. Go to video blocks. Let's see other, I want to make sure other stuff. Okay. Wait, you know what? Okay. Also bookmark keyword.io. That's another place kind of like TubeBuddy where you just punch in a keyword, gives you a bunch of descriptions. And then, you know, the last thing I'll just leave with, not even a bookmark or anything, but just something to consider, VR360 content. Guys.
Yeah, so you guys have been doing that stuff?
Yes. So I am very proud to say that. I think we are like, we have close to a year of doing 360 VR content. And it was something that I was saving up for our 360 camera before we launched our YouTube channel. It was something that from day one I had in the back of my mind, like I want us to be the pioneer behind cannabis related VR content. Cause I'm like, it's VR, AR, like that's what I feel like you're talking
about.
It's
the future, yeah.
It's a future. 300. I've heard you talk about on the podcast, you know, entrepreneur, manager, like technician, the entrepreneur in you should, if you're looking forward into the future, then you can get ridiculous, you can get 4K 360 cameras for like $200 now. Like, it was so much more expensive when I got into it, and now it's just like, there's no excuse. Mm-hmm. And at this point, and it's just fun to do. You like turn it on and you don't, there's like no editing to it. Like maybe you can add some text and stuff, but that's where like, that's that kind of next authentic stage of content of like, oh, okay. Now it's not just, I need to know like more about you. It's like, I need to just be where you are. I need to literally sit in the room and just be like, sweet. This is it. And so, yeah. And if you guys have never seen that on YouTube, if you're watching it on any smartphone, you have a VR device. That's what people don't understand. They're like, oh, I don't have the goggles. Go to our YouTube channel, That Hi Couple. Look up our 360 sesh playlist. Any content that you watch, you can move the phone screen around like it's a little portal, like viewer.
Damn, that's so crazy.
Right?
You ever fuck with those?
No.
Some people upload fights like that.
Oh, really?
So, like, you gotta, like, yes. You, like, literally, like, have to keep it level, because it's, like, somehow,
yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
And it's just fun, and now that, like, the fact that Facebook also, like, adapts 360, because I feel like that's the other thing that people should just, always look to is I look to the biggest players in the game to see what's coming down the line. And no matter what you say about Facebook, if you look at the social media like track numbers, if you were looking at a graph, it's like Snapchat and Instagram and Twitter, and then it's like, oh, YouTube. Ooh, YouTube's like more than double their traffic. Okay, YouTube must be the king. Where's Facebook at? Oh, damn. Facebook is the unrivaled top of social media. So if like they're doing a Facebook watch, if they're doing their own original content, if they're doing 360 pictures and VR, it's because they're leading the pack.
Is that so, because there's just the users, and then all the users on Instagram are like younger?
Yeah, and also like, Facebook owns Instagram. Facebook owns, it's like, it's all, it's all like, they have all the numbers, they have all your attention. They literally know what you're going to do and buy the apps that you're going to use before you knew they existed. You didn't know about TBH. You don't know anonymously good polls about myself. That does sound fun.
It's insane because I do a lot of like the Facebook advertising stuff, and it's crazy how dialed in you can get. Like
how niche, it's how insane. Pinpoint.
It's like, how do they know all this? Like,
it's like, nuts.
It's wild.
There's a lot of stuff to keep in mind. Hopefully, your viewers have gotten some new tools.
Oh, that was so much
for the toolkit.
So much that was good insane. Shit. Yeah.
Just for like us, we're listening to this like four times ourselves.
I know. Or no, we're gonna use the rev.com.
Yeah.
Yes. Describe all this shit.
You have it down. Exactly. Boom. Make a little blog post of it. More content. More exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but guys, it's been good talking to you. I'm so glad we got to, like...
This was
so good. Thank you
so
for coming
good.
By.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're stoked.
Yay. Well, guys, check us out, That High Couple, if you wanted to see our shenanigans. We're going to be bringing more of that hub content, more of that vlog style, that personal
that
stuff.
Personal shit.
Yeah.
And look out for Alice is going to be on episode of Two Girls with Mac Dizzle.
Yes.
So keep an eye out for that shit.
Keep an eye out.
And where can they find you guys?
You can find us on YouTube. Just YouTube/That High Couple. Instagram @That High Couple. Twitter, we have a little Twitter tail. It's @That High Couple_. Someone taking that. Right?
On Twitter too, they took my Fizzle 420.
Right, you're like,
give it back, whoever you are.
How dare you? How dare you? We're That High Couple.
Nobody, come on.
Yes, but if you find us, leave a comment. I want to know who's actually like coming from the podcast. Let us know.
Hell yeah, appreciate it. Make sure to go to thehighrisecode.com. Use the discount code DoobieTalk for 30% off. Go to allineedskate.com. Use the promo code Fooks. FOOKS. Get yourself 20% off skateboards. And what do you got to say, dog?
Clark, it's been a pleasure.
Yes.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. This has been awesome.
Yay.
And till next week, guys. Next week, we have the homies from Bong Fresh Official will be in town, and we will be chopping it up with them. So we will see you then. Thanks for listening. Ooh.